The Lunar Glee Club, ladies and gentlemen. You can hear them around town in Ann Arbor. Play at Mr. Flood's and the Blind Pig. Dave Mason on percussion over there on the timbales. Aaron Kaufman, the conga man. All right. Dan Bilich on the electric bass guitar. John Krosnick, the drummer. Sam Clark on guitar. Steve Hiltner on the front line there playing the alto sax. Cully Nimvalt on trumpet. Paul Vornhagen on tenor sax, flute, and alto clarinet. All those things. The Del Rio this Sunday is where they will be between 5 and 9 p.m. And if you like the music of the Lunar Glee Club, they have a 10-song cassette that is for sale. Talk to the drummer, John, in the back here. He's the business manager. And he'll sell you a tape. I guess they're what, $5? $5? It's an art fair bargain, folks. Some good music for $5. You can't get that in too many record stores. What does Michael Jackson sell for? $9.98? This is WCBN FM Ann Arbor. It's 6 o'clock almost. We'll be coming back to this stage with the Fabulous Checkers, a band that have been wowing them here in town for the last few months. And you'll like them a lot. In fact, you'll probably be inclined to be dancing out in the corner here, South State and South University. This stage is possible through the efforts of Eclipse Jazz of Ann Arbor, and in case you're not familiar with Eclipse, they are an organization funded by the University of Michigan and through various grant programs and the National Endowment for the Arts. They bring jazz on a regular basis to this area. They bring not only concert acts to the U Club and to Hill Auditorium and other locations, but they also support jazz in the community quite actively in terms of bringing you jam sessions and workshops and lectures in their lecture series, which they started last year. There are a lot of things that Eclipse is tuned into in terms of the jazz community in this area, and we would appreciate it if you would patronize their efforts on a regular basis, okay? They'll have some concerts coming up in the fall. I believe that there will be more workshops coinciding with artists' visits. And there are a lot of things on the horizon. This is the celebration of the 10th anniversary of Eclipse Jazz in this town, and it's really a great thing to see an organization that supports great American music continue to support it for an extended period of time.